Soaking the middle class. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Investor Warren Buffett, net worth $52 billion, has been complaining about the unfairness of the U.S. tax system for years. Not unfair to him, but to the middle class. That's why he invited Tom Brokaw over to look at a survey he did of the tax rates paid by his office staff. Average tax rate among the staff? 32.9% between the income tax and the Social Security payroll tax. Warren Buffett's rate? 17.7%. Even though his income was $66 million last year. Now, of course, in absolute dollars, he paid a lot more in tax, but no one in the office paid a lower rate than he did. And there's no mystery here. He makes his money from capital gains, which are taxed at a much lower rate. You see, in our tax system, a person who earns his money swabbing toilets pays a higher tax rate than the investor who sits on that toilet watching his stocks go up on his BlackBerry. Mr. Buffett seems puzzled that such an unfair tax system persists, especially since the middle class can outvote the rich any day of the week. But there's no mystery there either. It turns out that Buffett's employees didn't even know what their tax rate was until he told them. These are people who work for an investment firm. Even they didn't know their tax rate. And you know what? I'll bet they didn't want to know. Because the American middle class doesn't mind being screwed as long as no one tells us. That's why we sign credit card agreements. That's why no one wants calorie counts on menus. Just remember this. Taxes are the price we pay for a civilized society. Getting screwed by the tax system is the price we pay for not having a lobbyist. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the web at daveross.com.